The B-1 Lancer is a supersonic bomber built in the 1970s. Commonly known as Bone for B-1, this uniquely designed aircraft marked its historical 10,000 combat sortie or mission this past Sunday on February 26, 2012. Captain Mark Kimball, aircraft commander, explains the difference between a sortie and a combat sortie.
We'll fly a sortie at home for training, and you'll go against, you know, simulated threats with simulated targets, and you're just out practicing. A combat sortie, you know, now we're taking all that training and we're actually applying it.
A remarkable achievement for an aircraft not originally built for these continuous missions.
Pretty amazing that an airplane that was designed for low-level strategic attack, you know, in a nuclear role back in the 70s and 80s when it was first designed, has really evolved into a pretty good combat platform, especially in the close air support fight like we see in Afghanistan now.
This 10,000th combat mission also has a personal meaning to its crew members. Lieutenant Anvu Nguyen, co-pilot, Captain Laura Hunstock, weapons systems officer, and Lieutenant Colonel Alejandro Gomez, mission team lead.
This is my first deployment with the B-1. I'm actually the youngest aviator, a part of the team, so I'm very honored.
My father flew a bomber for 23 years, and I'm excited to carry on our family tradition and legacy in flying the B-1.
I got to watch the very first combat sortie launch on that date, on December 16th, 1998. Pretty surreal watching two B-1s take off at 2 o'clock in the morning to go do strikes.
Captain Kimball explains what it's like in the cockpit of the B-1.
You know, somewhere over like 300 hours cramped in an area the size of a minivan or something. So it's like it's a big road trip with like three of your closest friends.
10,000 combat missions means 10,000 maintenance successes. Airman First Class Bradley Skelton, B-1 Crew Chief, and Master Sergeant Christopher Bush, B-1 Production Superintendent, explains what that means.
It's amazing that we've been here this long to support friendly forces on ground, and it's just a good thing to be a part of.
You know, I was a crew chief on B-1s for about 14 years. You know, I know what they're going through. It's a tough aircraft to work. It's challenging. Some days you just want to, you know, just go home and cry after the day you have. But, you know, when you see the aircraft, I think you mentioned it, when you see the aircraft take off, it's what it's all about. And, you know, these guys, I know they feel the same way.
The B-1 will continue to be the backbone of America's long-range bomber force, and 10,000 combat sorties is only the beginning. I'm Technical Sergeant Lisa Carlson, Southwest Asia.